Yesterday, the River Valley Regional Food Bank, based in Fort Smith, sent out an urgent appeal. The amount of protein on hand to distribute is low. According to Ted Clemens, the director of the food bank, an all-time low.
This is the lowest we've been in as long as I've been here. I've been here since 2002. We actually started getting protein probably in 2003, and I've never seen this low since I've been here.
Food bank officials say the meat on hand only includes 15,000 pounds of hot dogs and about 11,000 pounds of chicken fritters. Ted Clemens says the latter includes as much breading as meat. In past year, donations from companies like Tyson Foods have provided literally tons of meat, but those contributions have been reduced dramatically because, Clemens says, the companies say they have far less to give. So the River Valley Regional Food Bank hopes to be able to buy meat to help the inventory.
We can purchase it a lot cheaper than most people can on, you know, like in the market or somewhere. We get offers on a daily basis to purchase meat. And so far up until this year, we've had to stay away from that. We've never had to do it.
Reduced cost is still a cost, he says, and a burden on the food bank's tight budget. The goal is to raise $20,000 to use to buy a truckload, that's about 24,000 pounds, of meat. The appeal for help comes in the wake of new numbers from Feeding America that show families and individuals with food insecurity risks in the region served by the food bank continue to grow. Ken Kupchick is the director of marketing and development at the food bank.
And we know in this 8-county area we have 25,000 children, just over 25,000 children, that are in need. But what is disheartening to me is when we go to some of the food giveaways that take place around town, we're seeing increasing numbers of elderly and disabled people in those lines. And, of course, men and women over the age of 50, 55, that just can't make it to Social Security just yet for one reason or another, just with exhausted resources that are turning to food pantries for help. We're giving away 16% more food this year than last year, and we'd give away more if we weren't constrained by our physical plant capacity to do more.
He says the contents of the food bank are dispersed as soon as possible, and by the end of the year, they will have distributed about 5 million pounds of food. But Kupchick says the need for an area that ranges from Mountainburg to Wicks is projected to be about 9 million pounds. There are more than 200 private, not-for-profit organizations in the 8 counties that use the food bank as a hub for distribution services.
So what we serve as a food distributor to them. What we do is we collect food from grocery stores and manufacturers in and around the Fort Smith and surrounding area, but we also have national resources, too, through Feeding America. We're a member agency to Feeding America, and we bring that food into Fort Smith. We have a rural delivery program that is getting out to the outlying counties, because the last thing we want these food pantries to do is spend their money on transportation costs. It's not easy when you're in Havana, Arkansas, and have to drive an hour and a half stem time here and back on a flatbed truck. So we're using our equipment and our diesel fuel costs to get that food to them. So they're spending their money on food.
Ted Clemens, the director of the River Valley Regional Food Bank, says in addition to cash to help buy meat, the bank can accept other items as well.
Even canned protein's good, like tuna, you know, and chicken in a can. That's if somebody wants to do a fundraiser or a food drive for that they can do a food drive and bring those products in. Cereal is a big thing that we're low on right now. We don't see much cereal anymore. But those are some of the items that we can really use all year long.
Feeding America estimates just under 49 million people in the country are uncertain of having enough food to meet basic nutritional requirements daily. And Ted Clemens says many of the 25,000 children in western Arkansas defined as living with food insecurity by Feeding America depend on the food bank.
And we're basically sitting at about 1 in 3 is what we're sitting in our area. Now, the state of Arkansas is 1 in 4, but in our 8-county area, we're about 1 in 3 children are food insecure.
That's a lot of people.
Those are really saddening numbers there.
He says if the efforts to raise $20,000 to buy a truckload of meat are successful, that meat should last about 2 weeks. You can learn more at the food bank's website, rvrfoodbank.org. This is Ozarks at Large.